The NFL draft is a week from tomorrow, and joining us on the program, DraftHeadquarters.com. He's one of the best all out there.
No question.
He's on radio shows all across the country. He's one of the best. Joining us on the fan line, our good friend Sean Zobel of DraftHeadquarters.com. I see you got your updated draft out there. Do you really believe the Vikings are going to take Manti Te'o in the first round a week from tomorrow?
You know, I think at this point, it's obviously a little hard to say with 22 players coming off the board before they pick, but I think I will tell you that I would be very surprised if he is on the board and they do not take him with one of their two picks. So, you know, I think it is absolutely a possibility, but it's hard to say it's a sure lock at this point, still being 8 days out and, you know, 22 picks going in front of him.
You know, I got one of those scales here. On my left hand, I got Manti Te'o's experience as an inside linebacker, and on the other side, unfortunately, I have this whole thing about the fake girlfriend thing. I'm trying to outweigh one of the other. How much of a decision are NFL GMs making with that?
You know, I think it's really past the point where that's a huge concern of teams. I think more along the lines of, you know, what if they're concerned, it's more along the lines of, you know, it's just pure athleticism. He's a little undersized. You know, he's only 6'1", 240. You know, doesn't have the best 40-yard dash time. He's a good athlete, but not a great one. I think at this point it really comes down to the more physical aspect. You know, if you had any concern about that stuff, it would have been, you know, something that you cleared a month or two ago, whether it be at the combine or with the, you know, pre-draft visit. So, you know, you're getting down to the nitty-gritty where I think teams are really just going to say, you know, whether we do or do not want this guy when we're on the board and, you know, or when we're on the clock and if he's on the board, I think that's what you're really getting down to at this point.
One thing we haven't seen the Vikings really need is defensive tackle, defensive lineman. But with restructuring Kevin Williams' contract yesterday, saving $2.5 million off the cap, I'm wondering, Sean, after this year with Everson Griffin, Jared Allen, Kevin Williams probably gone at the end of the year, Brian Robinson, is there a chance as well that because of the depth of, say, wide receiver, that maybe they look at a defensive tackle, defensive end early as well?
Oh, it's absolutely a possibility. I know for a fact that they're looking at defensive tackles. I know they like Sheldon Richardson from Missouri, but I don't think he's going to be there. You know, they'd have to trade up probably 10 picks to get him. You know, another name that's been thrown around is Sylvester Williams from North Carolina. If he's there on the board at 23, I think he'll get strong consideration. You know, the fact that this year's class at cornerback and defensive tackle is so deep means that they don't need to immediately take one. I think you can, you know, probably wait to the second, third round to get one of those. You know, maybe this year's inside linebacker class is very top-heavy. You know, it's guys like Manti Te'o, Alec Ogletree from Georgia. You know, there aren't that many top-end players at the position. You know, Kevin Minner from LSU. But after that, it really drops off. So if you're looking to get a middle linebacker this year, you're going to have to take one, or at least get a middle linebacker that you want to produce this year. You're going to have to take one early, which is why I think Te'o is an option. And then you can go back and supplement that, you know, maybe with a defensive tackle, you know, maybe with a corner or receiver later on.
Well, the Vikings have a couple of former Notre Damers on the club now. Might help the transition for Manti.
You keep coming back to the Notre Dame thing.
You know, the brothers.
Is that a
big
deal?
It might be a big deal. Do you think the Vikings could maybe trade that second round or that second pick in the first round?
You know, it's a possibility. I think, especially with a lot of these quarterbacks, you know, the guys like Geno Smith, Matt Barkley, you know, if those guys are still there on the board in the 20s, I'd bet money that you're going to get a team like, you know, whether it be Jacksonville, you know, maybe Buffalo, maybe Arizona, a team that wants to trade back up into the first round and get one of those, you know, quarterbacks at towards the end of the first round. So, you know, Minnesota traded down a couple years ago when they traded out of the first round and grabbed Chris Cook, the corner obviously out of Virginia, at the top of the second round a couple years ago. So it wouldn't surprise me if they did, you know, make some sort of maneuver like that. You know, I think that right now the two picks obviously give them a lot of flexibility with what they're able to do.
He's Sean Zobel, DraftHeadquarters.com, here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. You got to get his draft preview. It is absolutely fantastic. I've got it in my binder, Sean. I carry it with me everywhere I go. If I have like 5 or 10 free minutes, I am breaking that thing out. I got a couple more questions I want to get to here, but tell people how they can order your draft preview to make sure that they have it in time for the draft as things are going down.
Sure, absolutely. You can just go to DraftHeadquarters.com and click on the draft preview link, and they'll send you right to the page where you can pick up a copy today.
This isn't the biggest name draft, is there? I mean, last year there were a lot of big names. We were well-known.
No real high-profile players.
It's kind of quiet this year. You know, Manti Te'o may be one of those. Of course, Geno Smith. But according to you, who are some of the big names that we'll be hearing a lot about a week from tomorrow?
Sure, absolutely. You know, this is an interesting draft. It's one where a lot of scouts are going to make their money because, obviously, like you said, there's not a lot of big names. There's not a lot of guys. You know, there aren't any premier players at quarterback, running back, or receiver, which is something that you don't find very often. So, you know, to me, I think when you're talking about big names of guys that you know of from college, obviously, you know, Manti Te'o's there. But, you know, you look at the Heisman Trophy, you know, finalist. Johnny Manziel is going to be a sophomore in college next year. Colin Klein, I mean, you know, I know some people personally that I played in high school with that probably have a better arm than Colin Klein does. I mean, no joke. So, you know, there really aren't that many players that are, you know, high profile. You mentioned Manti Te'o. I think, you know, even the guy like Jadeveon Clowney, he's going to be in school, you know, again next year. So, you know, you got to obviously look at the quarterbacks. You know, Geno Smith, obviously Matt Barkley, you know, Ryan Nassib. Those are the guys that, you know, have the big names. Eddie Lacy, the running back from Alabama. You know, Monty Ball from Wisconsin. Those are the guys. You know, my top receiver this year is Derek Rogers, who played at Tennessee Tech this past season because he got kicked out of Tennessee. So it's really just one of those years where you're not going to get as many headliners, but it's one where a lot of these scouts are going to make a ton of money because of what they're able to, you know, put together this year.
Do we say it's not top-heavy because we see offensive tackles, defensive tackles, we see a lot of the guys in the trenches, and we don't see, you know, quarterbacks are questionable this year, wide receivers, you know, maybe middle of the first round, because we're not seeing some of the position players go. Is it a misperception that we're thinking it's not going to be a good draft because we're not seeing those sort of guys?
Oh, it's going to be a great draft. I mean, I think if you're a fan of the offensive and defensive line, you're going to love this year's draft. There's, you know, probably going to be three offensive tackles taken within the first five or six picks. So I don't think, you know, it's obviously a misconception that it's a top, you know, not a top-heavy draft. I think from a depth standpoint, you're going to find a lot of value between probably 20 and, you know, 75 or 20 and 100. You know, I've got 16 16 cornerbacks in my top 100 players. So that's another reason why, you know, a team like Minnesota at 23 and 25 to wait on drafting a corner until, you know, the second or third round. So there's plenty of depth in this year's draft, not as many top-end talent. You know, the guy that gets taken eighth this year could be as good as the guy that gets taken 18th or 28th. So, you know, I think that this is a good year not to have a top pick. And like I said, there's going to be a lot of, you know, players in that mid, you know, second, third round range that are going to be able to produce.
I haven't looked. You probably would know, Sean. When's the last time somebody from Central Michigan was the first overall pick in the NFL draft?
I don't know if it's happened to my recollection.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
Central Michigan. You're thinking that kid out of Central Michigan could be number one at Kansas City. Eric
Fisher.
I do.
You know, I think, absolutely. He's a guy that, when you look at everything that he's put together, you know, he looked great at the Senior Bowl, went to the Combine and outproduced a guy like Luke Joeckel, who everybody expected to be number one this year. You know, his 40-yard dash time is 0.3 seconds faster. And when you talk to some people around the league, one, you know, statistically, one comparison that was used or one statistic that was used is a combination of arm length and 40-yard dash time. And when you look at that, Eric Fisher far exceeds what Luke Joeckel, you know, has obviously put out there. So I think, you know, based on watching Eric Fisher at the Senior Bowl, watching them both right alongside each other at the Combine, I've watched coaches film multiple times on both of them now, you know, I would be more comfortable taking Eric Fisher number one overall. I think that obviously he's got better versatility than Luke Joeckel. He could play left or right tackle. Joeckel is a pure left tackle. And I think he's a more complete player and a better run blocker. So I think, to me, he's the better player. And, you know, I'd feel far more comfortable drafting him number one overall than I would Luke Joeckel.
Will Eric Fisher be like a Matt Khalil of the Minnesota Vikings? Very similar type of guy?
I think he's not quite the pass rusher that, or excuse me, the pass protector or pass blocker that Matt Khalil was, but I think in terms of being a physical run blocker, you know, just a physical presence around the line of scrimmage, he has some similarities there where he can be just a physically dominant player as he was in college. So, you know, I liked Matt Khalil better than I like Eric Fisher right now, and that's not saying anything against Eric Fisher. I just really liked Matt Khalil last year. I just think, you know, it really depends on what you're looking to do. You know, for example, if you're a spread offense, a guy like Luke Jokel's probably going to be a better fit than Eric Fisher because he played in the spread at Texas A&M. He's experienced playing, you know, on his feet in a two-point stance. Whereas Eric Fisher, if you're a power run team or your team that, you know, is more balanced offense, they think Eric Fisher's going to be a better fit for you. So it's really, you know, a lot of these players are very good players. They're just very, you know, small differences in their characteristics or traits that make them, you know, a better fit in one scheme versus the other.
It is the most accurate pre-draft publication that you are going to read. And Sean Zobel is the man. It is his own draft preview. Go to his website, draftheadquarters.com. You'll be able to read a lot more and then get the draft preview
it's well worth it on the website. And you can get it mailed to you. You can get it emailed to you. Either way,
he might drive it to your house if you give him enough money.
Yeah, hey, listen, you don't want anything other than this. This is the only thing you need heading into the draft on Thursday. Only thing you need.
Hey, Sean, good stuff. Always great talking with you, and we appreciate the time you give us.
All right, thanks, Kip, for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
You bet.
Thanks, Sean.
There you go, Sean Zobel.